here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. See my face in lights, on my name a monkey's found down on Broadway.
Of July weekend. It has begun. And tonight at Dutchess Stadium, the series continues between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades. It is a scorcher today in upstate New York. We woke up this morning. It wasn't that bad, but by noon, it was hot. It's 90 degrees right now, and it's so hot, one of those nights that storms may just pop up because the air is so thick, it's so humid, it's so hot. It's just one of those nights, but that's the summertime, and we'll have to live with it if that's the way it's going to be. If it's going to be hot and nice, I guess we'll have to enjoy it. And we've enjoyed this series for the first three games. Last night, the Cyclones finally got a victory after two frustrating nights here. They're all frustrating nights here, but nice to get a win. And snapped a little two-game losing streak to come into tonight at 4-2. Hudson Valley at 2-4. All this, of course, second-half numbers. Nick Zwock, amazing last night. We'll hear from him on the pregame show coming up. Cyclones got some power in pitching. Took a page out of the Hudson Valley Yankees book yesterday and hoping to do that tonight. Garrison Bryant on the mound against Beck Way. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Radd. We'll do the old switcheroo. Send it to Nick for the pregame show.
Thank you so much. And we'll see if we get pop-up showers tonight. The good thing is that we have a roof over our heads this evening.
Yes,
so
we do.
No worries about conjuring an umbrella, how heavy it might be. It's not going to fall on anybody. We are all set tonight. If it rains, we're certainly hoping it doesn't. But if it does, we are much better prepared. The equipment is underneath some covering, so we should be all set for baseball tonight. The Cyclones, with some good feelings headed into this evening, they won the first game in the series for them yesterday and got the offense to produce in a big way in the sixth inning. We're getting no hit through the first five. Such an odd game last night with two teams that didn't even have a hit through five and a half innings. Finally, Hudson Valley getting on the board with an Aaron Polensky double, but still nothing on the scoreboard. Pitching was dominant until the Cyclones bursted through for four runs in that sixth inning. Jalen Palmer leading it off with his eighth home run of the year, a towering blast as he continues to put together some really good ABs, and the Cyclones would pad the lead with a two-run triple off the bat of Shervin Newton, who has also really turned a corner in this Cyclones order, seeing some of those young guys who came up, were struggling a little bit at the beginning of the season, seemingly find their footing, and that is something that has been really encouraging for Luis Rivera and his coaching staff to see guys getting better as the season goes along. That, of course, is the mission as part of the Mets organization. Want guys to develop and continue to improve and hopefully one day get to the big leagues. That starts with steady improvement every day. And some of the guys like Jalen Palmer and Shervin Newton have certainly shown that off in this series and in the last couple of ball games. In addition to the timely hitting, the Cyclones got an outstanding start again from Nick Zwock. What more can you say? A .36 ERA in the month of June allowed just one earned run. It was one bad pitch. He had one bad pitch in a month, was that good, and dominated a really strong Hudson Valley lineup last night. Six shutout innings, allowed just one hit, six strikeouts, and was in complete command. Got the Cyclones a shutdown inning after they took the lead. Nothing but outstanding things to say about how Nick Zwock pitched. And as Keith mentioned, we'll hear from him on the pregame show in just a moment. Cyclones able to hang on despite some control inconsistency from their bullpen toward the latter stages of the ball game yesterday. That may be the one dull spot from yesterday. They matched a season high with nine walks as the bullpen flirted with some disaster, able to pitch out of it. Grant Hartwig able to come in and shut the door, but did give Hudson Valley an opportunity to get back in the ballgame, but fortunately for the Cyclones, able to work out of that danger. So, Cyclones looking to make it two in a row in this series against Hudson Valley, who lost for the first time yesterday, and it was the first time in this series that the offense really struggled. They came into this series having scored five runs in their previous five games, but had five in the series opener, eight back on Wednesday. But it was the first time that the Cyclones were really able to find some traction with their pitching staff, putting just one on the board yesterday, and that more a product of some of those control issues from the Cyclones bullpen. Again, Nick Zwock was fantastic. And Hudson Valley, despite the gifts that Brooklyn gave them with the nine walks, getting guys on base, could not come through. 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position and 10 men left on base. So the Cyclones working out of it, and Hudson Valley looking for answers offensively for really the first time in this series. And the pitching for them, despite that great start by Blas Castaño through five, fell into some trouble with the long ball, and also for Hudson Valley, more of the same from them on the other side in the spirit of not being able to throw a ton of strikes. Six walks, three hit by pitches. It's been an issue so far in this series. They have issued 15 walks in the first three games against Brooklyn. So tonight, Garrison Bryant, who's been pitching well, gets a chance against a good Hudson Valley lineup. He will face Beck Way, who has had some success against Brooklyn in his one appearance, five innings that were shut out, allowed just two hits. Garrison Bryant's been pretty good against Hudson Valley as well. A total of nine innings has allowed three runs. So should be a good pitching matchup again tonight. Speaking of good pitching, Cyclones got that and more from Nick Zwock in six shutout yesterday. Keith Rad had an opportunity to catch up with him ahead of this one tonight, Hudson Valley and Brooklyn in game four. That's next after we hear from Nick Zwock on Cyclones pregame on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Welcome back to the Dutch. The Brooklyn Cyclones taking on the Hudson Valley Renegades tonight in game four of a six-game set. And on the pregame show, we chat with last night's starter Nick Zwock, who has closed the book on a month of June that was not too shabby. One run in 25 innings. I could talk about it because the month came to an end. Of course, this great stretch rolls on, but just looking back at that month, what do you think about all that?
I think kind of the same thing you just said. I didn't really let myself get too far into it. I knew it was my last start in June, and I knew I had put together a good compilation of starts, but, you know, it is a benefit to look back on a good, solid four starts in the month, and, you know, it's a good thing to look forward to in July.
For pitchers as a starter, of course, you pitch once a week kind of thing. How do you not get too high and not too low?
I don't let anything change during the week. You know, obviously start days change and that's about it. But, you know, making sure that mentality-wise and body-wise everything stays the same week by week is kind of the way to stack games together.
You hadn't seen Hudson Valley, but you've watched them for the first two games of the series. What did you notice about them and how did you attack their hitters?
We knew they were aggressive late, you know, patient early, and establishing fastball early to be able to have off-speed play off that was kind of what led to success yesterday.
They are a team, though, that does like to feast on fastball. So how were you able to, when you wanted to throw a fastball, not get hit?
A big emphasis for me as of late was to make sure I keep my fastball elevated. It plays well on top of the zone, so... You know, we knew if I was able to establish it up early, it was going to play well. And, you know, we made sure that throw enough fastballs to where we're going to keep throwing it until it gets hit. So
on a night like last night where you're throwing the ball well, how long does it take you to realize, hey, I've got everything working pretty much?
It differs between nights, I'd say. But after the first batter, the nerves kind of went away, and I knew I was going to be able to, if I stayed in my zone, be able to put together a good outing.
And a little gunslinger moment last night. You're throwing well. Blas Castaño's throwing well. How much does that play into wanting to go out there every inning with some good stuff?
For me, it really doesn't change anything. You know, I obviously knew he was pitching well as well, but, you know, for me to stay in my lane and just not really put any stock into anything other than how I perform is how I go about it.
For the folks that don't know, your baseball journey, it was a football journey for a little while, a hockey journey for a little while. Baseball has kind of had that love-hate relationship, but when you've committed to it, it seems to have worked out. So how much has that commitment changed or gotten tighter as pro ball has gone on this year?
Hasn't really changed too much. I would say I'm starting to see the benefits of developing and understanding how I can have success as a pitcher. Learning how to use my different pitches and also tweaking to make them better is the ever-ending challenge, I would say.
So moving forward now into July, of course, you have another start coming up with to keep this great streak going. What are some of the things that you try to continue to work on as you move into the summer?
There's pitch shape, pitch design with all that, but also the mentality of, you know, make sure nothing really stays or nothing changes. Make sure the things that I'm doing well stay the same and just kind of build off that.
Are you happy?
Happy. I wouldn't say satisfied or content, but happy as of right now.
I saw a smile. It happened. I know people are listening, but I saw it. That is Nick Zwock joining us. We'll have more next from the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's pastime at Maimonides Park.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
July 9th is the one where Friends Night comes to Maimonides Park. Bring your smelly cat, invite your lobster, or just be on a break from the norm and head to Friends Night with the Cyclones. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a turkey head bobblehead, and we promise that this night could not be any more fun. Friends Night will be there for you on July 9th. Get your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets. Cyclones pregame continues ahead of first pitch at 7:05. Game 4 between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley from Dutchess Stadium. Cyclones at 4-2 in the second half, and Hudson Valley at 2-4. Brooklyn an opportunity to even the series at 2 games apiece with a victory tonight. Take a quick look around the Mets minor league report. In the games yesterday, Syracuse beat Lehigh Valley 7-6 in walk-off fashion in 10 innings. Trevor Cahill allowed a season-high 5 runs. Kramer Robertson drove in the winning run with a bases-loaded walk. Nick Meyer has recorded back-to-back 3 RBI games. Binghamton fell to Hartford 14-4. Jesus Vargas allowed a season-high 8 runs in just an inning and a third. Ronnie Mauricio finished June with a 5.45 slugging percentage, was 1-for-3 with another home run. And Carlos Cortez, 3-for-3 with a double and a walk, is batting 400 in his last 7 games. Brett Beatty, 2-for-5, a double and a run, slashed 326, 429, and 517 in June. And Francisco Alvarez, who walked a couple of times as part of a 1-for-3 night, finished June with 10 home runs, 24 RBIs, and a slugging percentage of a whopping 681. St. Lucie defeated Jupiter 13-3. All 9 batters recorded at least 1 hit. And Alex Ramirez set a career high with 17 stolen bases, was 2-for-4 with a double, a pair driven in, and a walk as he continues to get it done in the outfield for St. Lucie. Lineup cards have been exchanged. Luis Rivera and Tyson Blazer making their ways back to their respective dugouts, and that means it's time for lineups with first pitch right around the corner. Keith Radd ahead of first pitch at 7:05 right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Nick. The lineups tonight brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. We'll take a look at the Clones first. Brooklyn is 4-2. Here's Luis Rivera's lineup card. Left fielder Matt Rudick leads off, followed by the shortstop Shervin Newton. Three-hitter, that's the first baseman JT Schwartz. The cleanup man, third baseman Nick Gattis. DH, Warren Saunders bats fifth. Center fielder Jalen Palmer, who homered last night, bats sixth. And the bottom three, it's Murphy, Mena, and Fryman. Tanner batting seventh in right field. Jose Mena, the catcher, batting eighth. And the second baseman, Brandon Fryman, batting ninth with Garrison Bryant on the mound. For the Gates, Renegades are 2-4. Cooper Bowman leads off. He'll play second base, followed by the catcher, Anthony Sigler. Heart of the order, 3-4-5. Trey Sweeney, the shortstop. Tyler Hartman, the third baseman. And the five-hitter, first baseman, Eric Wagaman. Left fielder and sixth hitter is James Nelson. The center fielder, Aldenis Sanchez, bats seventh. Bottom two guys, Carlos Narvaez DHing, batting eighth. And Aaron Polensky in right field, batting ninth, with Beck Way on the mound. It is a night, which is nice, which means it'll cool off, but it is a hot one today at 90 degrees. When we get back from the Dutch, it's Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line, it is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Looking up Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with 2 down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game four of a six-game series against the Hudson Valley Renegades, the high A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Happy Friday night, everybody. Happy July 1st and July 4th weekend. Hopefully, you are around a barbecue somewhere this weekend. I'm sure maybe not tonight, but you're out of work for the next couple of days. And thanks for hanging out with us tonight. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Rad. This is Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, the Cyclones take on Beck Way and these Renegades for game four. Brooklyn won last night. Cyclones' first victory of the week after dropping Tuesday and Wednesday's decisions. Close games, frustrating games for the Cyclones because you know you always have an opportunity, especially with Mets-Yanks at this level. And we've played a lot of games this year against these guys, 15 of them, in fact. And the Renegades have won just one more game than the Cyclones. So Beck Way, another one of those great Yankee arms who is getting better and better as the season rolls on. This will be a nice, tough task for the Cyclones, who will send out Garrison Bryant on their side. But Beck Way and the Renegades, who tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday play before this nice upstate New York crowd and before three consecutive fireworks nights at Dutchess Stadium. Everybody loves fireworks in the minor leagues. They have started to wear some 4th of July gear. Tonight, the typical pinstripe pants, but the midnight blue tops, Renegades written in white across the chest. Red fireworks socks. A lot of the players have hiked up those pinstripe pants to show off from the knee down to the ankle, a bright red color, which you never see the Yankees go against what they normally wear. But, of course, the Renegades are Renegades, so they're going against the grain and wearing pretty cool socks on July 1st. Beck Way is ready to go. Matt Rudick digs in. He's a little left-handed hitter. Way kicks and deals, and the pitch misses outside for ball one. And we are underway from Dutchess Stadium. 7:06, first pitch, 90 degrees in Wappingers Falls. The next toss to Rudick, backdoor breaking ball in there for a strike. So Rudick at 209, one homer, eight RBIs, 330 on base, 1-1. Swinging a line drive in the air to center. Sanchez comes waltzing in, slows up and makes the catch, jogging in along the turf. Rudick flies out. One down, top first. Sanchez in center field. Aaron Polanski in right. James Nelson plays in left field under the big video board. Tyler Hartman at third base. Trey Sweeney at short. It's Bowman at second and Wagaman at first base. Anthony Sigler catches back-to-back games. One down now for Shervin Newton's had a really nice series. Kicking the pitch, cut and a miss. A fastball down and in. No balls and a strike. Newton, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. Newton, a tall kid at 6'4", 210 pounds. The 0-1, swinging a roller the other way down third. Long run for Hartman. He reaches out, but it's by him into left field. And Newton is aboard with a one-out single. So, Nick, we've seen Shervin Newton with some big rips in this series and getting a little weak ones to fall for him as well.
I guess when it's going well, it's going well. Going against the shift, just a ground ball. Routine to third base, except Tyler Hartman was off at third base, wasn't in position by design, playing Newton to pull. Shervin takes advantage, going the opposite way, something that's stressed a lot in baseball. Why can't you go the opposite way? Well, Shervin did.
So he's aboard for lefty JT Schwartz. First pitch from Beck Way. Schwartz swings late and fouls the fastball down the third baseline. No balls and a strike on JT. Walks in with a five-game hitting streak. Batting average of .266, two homers, 27 RBIs, and a .353 on-base percentage. Best on this starting nine. High kick, the 0-1. Schwartz cuts and fouls back another fastball. Strike two. So Beckway, a Pennsylvania native who had bounced around a little bit, went to Belmont Abbey, then went to Northwest Florida State, was committed to LSU. That great arm. The Yankees drafted him in the fourth round of that COVID draft in 2020. From the chest, runner goes. Pitch cut on and missed. Throw down to second base. Here's the tag. And it's in time for the double play. Sigler throws out Newton by 10 feet. Schwartz strikes out. Newton thrown out. And Beckway faces the minimum in the top of the first. And we go to the bottom of the inning next. Hudson Valley coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Bottom of the first inning from Dutchess Stadium, Hudson Valley to the plate against right-hander Garrison Bryant. Cyclones did not score in the top of the first inning. Newton and Schwartz, unfortunately, combined for the strike him out, throw him out. Newton gunned down at second base as Schwartz swung at strike three. So Cyclones tried to risk it for the biscuit in the first inning. But Anthony Sigler threw out Shervin Newton. And so we go to the bottom of the inning for Cooper Bowman, Anthony Sigler, and Trey Sweeney. And it's a big night. For Garrison Bryant, comes in with back-to-back amazing starts. First pitch to Cooper Bowman, hits him on the back. And not the way that Bryant wanted to start this night. So Garrison hits his third batter of the year, and he's pitched 47 innings. So he's seen a couple hundred batters at this point. He plunks Bowman. It was on. Cooper was at .231, 7 homers, 30 RBIs, and a .357 on base. So now the switch hitting catcher, Anthony Sigler. Bats from the left side. Bryant from the stretch, kicks and deals. And the changeup, cut on and fouled away by Sigler the other way. Strike one. So Bowman gets hit by the first pitch from Garrison Bryant. He's at first base and certainly a threat to run. 28 of 32. Bouncing away, pitch. Sigler rolls over to the right side. Schwartz fields, looks to second, throws for one. Newton back to first. In time, wow, double play. Great turn. Sigler ripped his helmet off running down the line after the bag. Could not believe it, but he bounces into the 3-6-3 double play.
In a very close play at first base, thought Sigler might have been safe. But good execution by Brooklyn. JT Schwartz, not an easy play, making the throw and then finding the bag again. Garrison Bryant getting just what he needed after the leadoff hit by pitch.
So now Sweeney with two outs. He's a left-handed hitter. Garrison deals and misses up and away for ball one. Sweeney at .222, 8 homers, 31 ribbies, .311 on base. Garrison twists and deals. A pitch nubbed foul. Third base side behind home plate. Ball and a strike. Cyclones defensively tonight. First of all, it's Jose Mena working with Garrison Bryant. These two have been throwing together for many, many years. High kick, 1-1. Changeup runs upstairs, ball two. Nick Gaddis at third, Shervin Newton at short. Brendan Fryman plays second base, JT Schwartz at first. Outfield left to right, Rudick, Palmer, and Murphy. 2-1. Sweeney cuts and tips the changeup for strike two. Garrison comes in tonight with back-to-back great starts. Last time out, it was two runs allowed in six innings against Jersey Shore. Time before that, at Wilmington, one run in six innings. He fires the 2-2. Misses way outside, ball three. Now, this matchup in particular can be a dangerous one because Garrison recently has just been giving up a couple of home runs. And the Renegades certainly like to hit him. Twist in the payoff. Strike three call got him looking on the outside corner. Sweeney took one too many, and Garrison throws a scoreless first inning himself and faces the minimum. We're done with one from the Dutch. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. We're off to the second inning next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone. You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
This is Tanner Murphy, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the second inning on a Friday night at Dutchess Stadium. Cyclones and Renegades scoreless. Both starters face the minimum. So Brooklyn sends out Gaddis, Saunders, and Palmer. 4-5 and 6 against right-hander Beck Way. This is game 4. Cyclones have lost 2 of the first 3, but they won last night. So trying to make it back-to-back wins before the weekend. Tomorrow and Sunday, by the way, both 6:05 starts. Again, it is 4th of July weekend, so fireworks abound in the air. So all night games. Pitch to Nick Gaddis. The righty takes a slider strike at the letters on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Beck Way, number 21 Yankees prospect. This is a pretty good roster filled with a lot of good Yankee talent. The 0-1. Pretty good looking pitch, but missed down and away. One ball, one strike. Fastball, slider, change. A guy that just kind of started pitching late in his baseball career. The 1-1, ripped to the left side. Pass Sweeney's dive off his glove. And into left field. Now Gaddis aboard with a single, second hit for the Cyclones. Sweeney dove, and as the ball bounced up and by him, he got a piece of it, and it ricocheted in front of Nelson in left field. Gaddis was at 199, three homers, 24 RBIs, 302 on base. So now Warren Saunders, a 198 hitter with a homer and four RBIs, playing in his second game after coming back from a short stint with AAA Syracuse. Gaddis off first base. Way deals. Saunders takes right down the middle for a strike. So now that Beck Way has committed full-time to pitching after a few years as a shortstop, as a youngster, he's throwing the ball really well, especially lately. 0-1. Saunders swings for the slider. Strike two. Go back to last week. At Winston-Salem, gave up one hit, just happened to leave the yard. So one run in 5 2/3 innings. He did walk two. So the Cyclones have already out-hit what Winston-Salem did to him last week. 0-2, Saunders pops it up. Shallow right center field. Here comes Polensky from right in those firework red socks to make the catch. Saunders flies out, and there's one away in the top of the second inning with no score.
Beat Winston-Salem and also match what Brooklyn did against him back on May 21st when they had just two hits through five innings. So some better at-bats. Mentioned it in the pregame with the Cyclones having some young players who are really progressing and putting together some good at-bats.
Now Jalen Palmer, first offering to the righty, misses down and away with the heat. One ball, no strikes. Palmer last night launched his seventh home run of the year. That leads all Cyclones, but a 182 batting average, 21 RBIs. The 1-0 taken way inside. Ball two. Good to see last night from Palmer, who hit three home runs in the month of June. In May, he hit four. And you have to remember, this is a 21-year-old, youngest offensive player on the team. The 2-0, he swings, pops it up, foul territory, first base side, Wagman over, but it's in the fourth row. Eric gave it a look, but it's strike one and a souvenir for a set of fans just past the Hudson Valley dugout in those blue seats. So Jalen, he said it the other day on the pregame show, he said it a lot this year, he's certainly not comfortable, but he's working on it. 2-1, up and away, ball three. When you have such a raw talent like Palmer, if he's 21, he's got time on his side, which is the best thing. At high A for the second straight year. First full year, though, here. 3-1. There's a strike on the inside edge. And Beck Way gets it to 3-2. Defensively, Jalen kind of can do no wrong. Plays center field great and fills in nicely at third base. It's all about the bat. Runner goes, payoff pitch, cut on and foul to the right side. Palmer stays aboard. Gaddis on his hot night has to pivot and go back to first base. It's hot. They're playing on turf. Of course, the sun's going down a little bit, but it is just warmer on the turf. Limited field action today in the hot sun. Luis Rivera was careful with how he did BP today. Gaddis leads, one out, top two, the payoff. Palmer, it's a weak ground ball to third. Hardman charging, gloves, and just eats it. Palmer beats it out for an infield single. And the Cyclones have two aboard now with one out and something cooking in the top of the second inning.
Talked about Jalen Palmer's raw talent, the ability to really hit the ball hard when he gets a hold of it. One of those other tools, great speed. Showing it off there, didn't hit that one hard at all, but puts a ton of pressure on an infield, and Hardman had no play.
Cyclones looking to get at Beck Way, who they did not get back on May 21st. Runners at first and second, one out for Tanner Murphy. Way deals, and Murphy hits a ground ball to third. Hardman throws to second for one. Bowman to first base, not in time. So Murphy safe on the fielder's choice. Gaddis does get to third base, and Palmer out 5-4. Potentially an opportunity there for Hardman to run to third and get the lead guy, but he thought he could get two, and two is better than one. But the Cyclones will take first and third with two outs. Sigler, an all right catcher back there, but of course a dirt ball Gaddis will be breaking. Here's the eighth hitter, righty catcher Jose Mena. Way high kick, first toss, Mena swings and rolls one foul. Weakly down the third baseline, backhanded by Luis Rivera in the third base coaching box. Mena hitting at 228, the on base at 253. It has been a slump and a half for Mena. Hit a roadblock at the end of May and just has not been able to recover. Three homers and 16 RBIs. 0-1. Mena swings, loops one into shallow right center field. Sanchez full sprint in, tough play, slides, can't make the catch. Gaddis scores. Murphy around third. Sanchez throws into second. A bloop brings in two, and the Cyclones off Mena's bat have a 2-0 lead in the top of the second inning.
And for Jose Mena, it's a line drive in the box score. Doesn't really matter how it looks. At the end of the play, the Cyclones are on top 2-0, and Jose Mena didn't hit it all that hard. Doesn't matter. He delivers, and that's a big hit.
That is a tough backbreaker for Beck Way. It's the perfect storm with two outs because you have runners moving, and Tanner Murphy on that play scores from first base to make it 2-0. Here's Fryman. Initial toss to Emmy. It's a sharp ground ball to third. Vacuumed off the turf by Hardman. He throws to second for the force out, and the inning is over. But Jose Mena drives in two. Two runs, three hits, no errors, and one left. Clones take a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the second inning from the Dutch on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones feel it good on a Friday night with a 2-0 lead. We venture into the bottom of the second inning at Hudson Valley. Cyclones scored a pair on Jose Mena's bloop two RBI single. Came with two outs against Beck Way. And for Jose Mena, that is his first multi-RBI game since May 25th. I talked about how it was a slump and a half. And boy, he needed that just to give his team a lift. Felt like he has not been providing for his guys. Garrison Bryant fires to Tyler Hardman and splits the plate in two with a fastball, strike one. Hardman at 247, 9 homers, 36 ribbies. Leads this lineup with 36 RBIs and a 327 on-base percentage. Hardman, Wagaman, Nelson, 4, 5, and 6. Bryant gets the sign, fires, and floats a breaking ball over the far side of the plate, strike two. Garrison with a 24% strikeout rate, walk rate at 7%. Those home runs have given him trouble, though. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and he puts down Hardman. Down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts for the 23-year-old from Deerfield, New Hampshire, pitching as close to home as it gets in more ways than one. When the Cyclones in the New York Penn League used to play in Lowell, Massachusetts, you could almost see Deerfield from home plate. So this is close for Garrison Bryant. Here's the big righty, Eric Wagaman, with one out. Initial toss. Runs inside. Ball one. Well, I mentioned the last two outings, he's given up three runs. Two against Jersey Shore, one against Wilmington, and all of the runs have come on home runs. Three solo shots. The lean back and the lunge home, and Bryant floats the changeup down low for ball two. His past six outings, he has given up five home runs. So looking to limit it tonight because these Renegades are dangerous. 2-0, Wagaman takes up for ball three. Wagaman is a perfect example of that. He's hitting at 223, but he's hit eight home runs and has driven in 20 runs in a pretty short amount of time. 3-0. Change up, miss up. Ball four, and the second base runner allowed by Bryant. He hit a batter in the first inning and now allows Wagaman, who's playing in his 40th game and has hit eight home runs, allows him to reach with one out. 2-0 Cyclones, bottom of the second for James Nelson. Nelson, a 232 hitter with a 373 on-base percentage. Pitch. Righty swings through the fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Strike one. Nelson has hit one homer, driven in 18. 15 of 18 in steals. Wagaman leads, held on by JT. Bryant from the stretch. Pitch hit on the ground to the right side. Fryman dives and it's by him into right field. Wagaman hits second and stops as Murphy chucks into second base. First hit tonight for the Renegades. It's James Nelson, and it's first and second for the Renegades, who are trying to respond to this 2-0 deficit.
And James Nelson hit that ball hard. Thought off the bat it's going to be an easy double play ball for Brandon Fryman. Just kept tailing to Fryman's left and eventually into a dive just out of his reach. And the Renegades with an opportunity to respond with two on and one out.
Here's the center fielder, Alden East Sanchez. Open stance for the righty. Pitch. Cut and a miss. Sanchez chases down and away. Strike one. Aldenese at 260 with a 362 on base. One homer, 19 RBIs. Wagaman, not great speed at second. The 0-1. Ryan misses off the plate. It's a ball and a strike. And Nelson, pretty swift at first base. It's all about Wagaman trying to score on a base hit. Garrison's pitch. Changeup floats down low. Sanchez takes all the way. Ball two. Ryan throwing against these guys for the third time. Four innings back in April. Five in May. He's been all right against Hudson Valley. 2-1. Hack and a miss. Sanchez went after it along the outside corner. 2-2. First big test of the night for Bryant. 2-0 Cyclones. Bottom of the second inning. Tying runs aboard. The 2-2. Missed outside. Harrison came set and very quickly dealt home. He's not somebody that would run into a stupid type of ball. He's smarter than that. Just trying to change his cadence. Come still. Deals the payoff. And Sanchez rolls it to third. Gattis has it. Throw to second for one. Fryman, good footwork to first in time. Inning over with a double play. 5-4-3 around the horn. Gattis to Fryman to Schwartz. And Bryant out of the inning. No runs, one hit, one left. To the third, Brooklyn 2, Hudson Valley nothing. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on a hot night in the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Top three from Dutchess Stadium, and the Cyclones out to a 2-0 lead in game four of six against Hudson Valley. Nick DeLuca, Keith Radd here with you on a humid evening from Hudson Valley, pushing 90 degrees at first pitch. Slight breeze that is welcome for the players on the turf, Bacon. And the Cyclones happen to be out to that two-run lead on the strength of that two-out, two-RBI single for Jose Mena, who had been struggling in the month of June. Wasn't pretty, but he was able to deliver, and the Cyclones out in front. Beckway returns to the mound, faces the top of the Cyclones' order. First pitch to Matt Rudick, squares to bunt, pulls it back, and it caught him. On the front leg, Matt Rudick reaches base again, is hit by a pitch again, And the Cyclones have the leadoff hitter aboard to start the third after just one pitch.
Now, to be honest with you, I've been joking with Rudick because he got hit on Tuesday, hit on Wednesday, and said, you're trying to set the record? And then he got hit last night. And I said it again today, and he gets hit again. That's four straight.
So he's been hit by a pitch in four straight. He's reached in now nine straight, Matt Rudick. Anyway, on base, I guess. So good speed at first, nobody out. Here's Shervin Newton. Open stance, switch hitter, batting left. Way out of the stretch, letter high set, first pitch. Fastball called strike inside corner. It's 0-1. Shervin, a base hit his first time, has continued to swing a really good bat. A six-game hitting streak, and is now 7 for his last 18. Way the set, righty's 0-1. Newton swings, line drive right field. Polensky back, makes the shoulder-high reaching catch for the first out. Rudick will jog back to first. Newton ripped it on the line right field. Polensky, with that ball hit right at him, was in between, came in, then went back, but able to recover for the first out. 1 away in the Cyclones third, on top 2-0. Runner at first, here's JT Schwartz. Flip of the hips, throw over by Way. Rudick slides back safely. JT Schwartz struck out his first time, looking to extend a 5-game hitting streak tonight. First pitch, a fastball called strike outside corner. 0-1. JT finished off an excellent month of June. 299 on base percentage at 346. And the OPS at 727. 0-1. Schwartz takes off the plate away. Ball and a strike. Drove in 11 runs in the month of June. And raised the season batting average by 23 points. Way out of the stretch, righty's 1-1. Schwartz swings and lifts a high pop. Left side into foul territory. Hardman making the call and the catch off his left shoulder for the second out of the inning. JT Schwartz pops out. And Beck Way has two down in the top of the Cyclones' third. Matt Rudick leading from first, and here's Nick Gattis. Cyclones, a 2-0 lead in the top of the third. Have put together some much better at-bats this time around facing Beck Way. Righty leans in, glove on the knee, taps the toe, set middle of the rubber, first pitch. Gattis takes a breaking ball, called strike outside corner, 0-1. On May 21st, Way through five shutout innings in a 12-2 loss for Brooklyn. Cyclones had no answer. Rudick runs, breaking ball inside, throw down, tag applied in time, and the inning's over. Ziegler's throw right on target. Bowman slaps the tag to the wrist of Rudick. And the Cyclones are down in the top of the third. Beck Way faces the minimum. Cyclones can add on to a 2-0 lead. At the bottom of the third we go from Hudson Valley. 2-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's Pastime at Maimonides Park.
To the bottom of the third inning from Dutchess Stadium and a 2-0 Brooklyn Cyclones lead. Garrison Bryant returns to the bump in the bottom of the third. Two straight scoreless innings to start his evening. Faces 8-9-1 in the Hudson Valley order. Narvaez, Polensky, and then Bowman at the top. First pitch, swing and a miss by Carlos Narvaez, right-handed hitter with the open stance. Narvaez at 197, 6 homers, 14 RBIs, OPS at 677. 0-1, Narvaez swings and pops it into foul territory off of first. Schwartz drifting over toward the sidewall, runs out of room as it lands onto the deck. No balls and two strikes. Narvaez did not play yesterday, 2-for-4 with a run scored back on Wednesday. Has hits in 6 of his last 7. And has been swinging a good bat, 6 for his last 19. Leading off the bottom of the third, Cyclones in front, 2-0. Bryant into his wind, 0-2. Fastball up and away, ball and two strikes. Bryant working from the first base side of the rubber. Black mitt over the face. Lifts the leg. 1-2. Narvaez with a line drive down the right field line, giving chase Murphy. It lands just foul to the left of the Hudson Valley mound in their bullpen. Carlos Narvaez missing extra bases by a matter of feet. And the count stays a ball and two strikes. Now the long stroll for Narvaez back to home plate after he had to get to it out of the box, thinking that one might land fair. Bryant returns to the rubber, shrugs the shoulders into the wind, right-handers 1-2. Narvaez takes up and away, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Garrison has found a groove recently. Keith mentioned it. In the first couple of innings, has been settling in. 2-2. Breaking ball down and away in the count full. That one caveat being the home runs that he's given up. 6 innings, 2 earned last time around against Jersey Shore. Both were homers. Righty into his motion. Payoff. Narvaez lifts a fly ball left field. Routine for Rudick. In, now back a step and makes the catch off the shoulder for the first down of the inning. So Garrison having to be cognizant of that. Some of those mistakes have left the yard. And this is a Hudson Valley team that doesn't hit all that much. Bottom 4 in the South Atlantic League in runs scored, but top 5 in home runs. One away, here's Aaron Polensky. Upright open stance right side. First pitch, fastball, called strike over the outside corner. Nothing and one. Polensky at 248, 7 homers, 21 RBIs. The OPS at 840. Bryant Wines, 0-1. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. Polensky 9 for his last 17 over his last 5. Hits in 5 of 6. Out of Omaha, Nebraska, University of Nebraska. 1-1. Fastball high and tight. 2 balls and a strike. Polensky, a former junior college player that had a chance to play for the school that he grew up loving in Nebraska. Bryant Wines, 2-1. Polensky rips one down the left field line. It stays fair over the glove of Gaddis and rolls up against the wall. Rudick fumbles and will relay in. And Aaron Polensky strolls into second with another extra base hit. One out double. That ball was scorched. Breaking ball that didn't get in, and Polensky turned on it with authority. And the Renegades have their second hit of the night and a man in scoring position with one down in the bottom of the third. Back to the top of the order, and here's Cooper Bowman. even stance from the right side. First pitch. Bowman takes a breaking ball in off the plate. It's 1-0. So Aaron Polensky at second, grew up loving Nebraska, said he originally didn't focus on going there because he thought there was no way he'd be good enough to play at that school. 1-0. Fastball high, two balls and no strikes. Tore it up in community college, said it was a whirlwind once Nebraska called. Was uncertain about his baseball future in 2020 until the Yankees called. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Bowman out in front of a breaking ball, 2-1. So uncertain about his baseball future, Polensky was driving an Amazon truck. Thought he might be done. Brian holds the set at the belt, 2-1. Swing and a miss by Bowman. Having some trouble with the breaking ball, 2-2. Got a call from an unknown number. Answered it. And it was the Yankees. He stopped the truck immediately, pulled over right away, and then called his dad and said, "Hey, Pops, the Yankees called." 2-2, Bowman swings and lifts a pop in back of second base. Fryman settles underneath to make the catch to the left of his head for the second out of the inning. Polensky remains at second base. So two down for the Renegades in the bottom of the third. 2-0 Brooklyn. And Garrison Bryant looking to work around a one-out double off the bat of Polensky. Anthony Sigler steps in, open stance left side. First pitch, changeup, misses off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Anthony Sigler grounded into a 3-6-3 double play his first time. 1-0. Sigler wraps it foul. Wide to first. Ball and a strike. Has reached in six straight and excelled in these situations. A 4-14 hitter with two outs and runners in scoring position. Looking to deliver with the best scoring opportunity of the night so far for Hudson Valley. 1-1. Breaking ball, called strike outside corner, 1-2. 2-0 Brooklyn as we play in the bottom of the third. Polensky leading from second and two down. Shadows taking hold at Dutchess Stadium with rays of sun still peeking through. 1-2, Sigler check swing at a high fastball, laid off and the count even. Not too much wind tonight. But a refreshing breeze sees the American flag in right center, blowing just a touch out. 2-2. Sigler takes a changeup just off the outside corner, and the count full. Sigler, the on base at the high A level at 460. So good at finding his pitch and working the count. Trey Sweeney waits on deck. Payoff. Sigler fouls it back to the screen. We'll do it again. Garrison Bryant looking for that put-away pitch. Trying to hang a third straight zero to start the night and keep it a 2-0 Brooklyn advantage. Holds the set. Payoff. Sigler fouls it back. Count still, 3-2. Cyclones getting an outstanding start last night from Nick Zwag. Garrison Bryant looking to follow suit. Peaks at second, lifts the leg, payoff again. Sigler swings and grounds a routine. Ball to second base, fielded by Fryman off the left leg, flipped to first. And the inning is over. Garrison Bryant works around a one-out double by Aaron Polensky. Three gone from Hudson Valley, and the Cyclones keep a 2-0 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's Pastime at Maimonides Park.
Beckway returns to the bump. And the Brooklyn 4 Cyclones on top of the Renegades by a score of 2-0 from Dutchess Stadium. It is Hudson Valley Idol Night in the ballpark. So the half innings will be sprinkled with musical performances from contestants trying to win Hudson Valley Idol tonight. What you win for being the last performer standing as a part of Hudson Valley Idol, I don't know, but I suppose if you're going to enter the competition, why not win it? Nick Gattis leads it off for Brooklyn. Takes the first pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. Gattis, a base hit and a run scored his first time. 0-1. Gattis, line drive, base hit, left field. Couple of steps to the right for the left fielder Nelson. Backhand field and relay in. And Nick Gattis has a pair of base hits in his first two at-bats to start his night. And the Cyclones, a leadoff base runner in the top of the fourth. Another hard hit ball off the bat of Nick Gattis. Here's Warren Saunders, first pitch. Breaking ball, bends off the outside corner, 1-0. Saunders flew out to right his first time. Cyclones already with five hits through three plus innings tonight. 1-0. Breaking ball, in off the plate, two balls, no strikes. Beckway really dominated the Cyclones lineup. Didn't have a ton of length, but through five innings and his first appearance against them, the 2-0 is grounded hard. Shortstop bobbled by Sweeney. His throw low past Wagaman at first. Saunders will reach. Gattis advances to third. That'll go down as an E6. In what very well could have been a double play ball. Can't assume a double play, so it's just the one error. But then to make matters worse, Sweeney didn't field it cleanly. Had one play, and that was at first, threw the ball away. And the Cyclones have runners at the corners with nobody out. Here's Jalen Palmer. First pitch breaking ball off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Palmer with an opportunity to do some damage. Reached on an infield single his first time. 1-0. Palmer takes a fastball off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Jalen with the go-ahead solo homer yesterday has reached in now 10 straight. 2-0. Palmer takes a fastball called strike outside corner. 2-1. One of the better run producers in this Brooklyn lineup. 21 driven in. A chance with runners at the corners and nobody out. 2-1. Palmer bouncing ball. High hop to shortstop. Sweeney jumps. Brings it down. Flips to second in time for the force. Cyclones get a run as Nick Gattis strolls in from third. So it's a fielder's choice ground out and an RBI credited to Jalen Palmer. And the Cyclones tack on a run in the top of the fourth. It's 3-0. We're gift-wrapped that opportunity thanks to the error by Sweeney. And the Cyclones take advantage with a run. Here's Tanner Murphy. First pitch breaking ball in off the plate. It's 1-0. Murphy reached on a fielder's choice. Came around to score in the second. A run in for Brooklyn in the top of the fourth. 3-0 Cyclones in game 4-6 in this series. 1-0. Palmer running, breaking ball strike, throw down. Not in time. Palmer with a good jump and extending the reach with an outstretched left arm that got into second base, head of the tag by Bowman. And Jalen Palmer puts himself in scoring position with one out, another stolen base. 2-0 count on Tanner Murphy. Way holds the set and the pitch. Murphy swings and a bouncing ball on the backhand for the shortstop. Sweeney up with it. And the toss to first in time for out number two. Jalen Palmer sits tight at second. A run in for Brooklyn and two down. 3-0 Cyclones in the top of the fourth. And that'll bring up Jose Mena, Cyclones catcher. Drove in two his first time with a two-out single. Way taps the toe to the straightaway set. First pitch. Mena takes fastball called strike outside corner. 0-1. Jose coming through in a big spot in that second inning. Weighs 0-1. Mena taps it foul at home plate. No balls and two strikes. Happy to leave June. Batted just 136 with 18 strikeouts and 59 at bats. But came through with that big second inning at bat to notch RBIs. Number 17 and 18 on the year. Palmer leads from second, two down. Run in for Brooklyn. 3-0 lead, top four. Way the set. Right-hander's 0-2. Mena, check swing, foul ball. Bounces to the right of home plate toward the Renegades dugout. Count holds. No balls, two strikes. Righty Way leans in. The glove on the knee. Tapping the toe to the set first base side of the rubber. 0-2. Swing and a foul ball straight back to the screen. Mena stays alive. Still no balls, two strikes. Jose looking to come through again. Back with Palmer at second, two down. Cyclones a chance to build on a 3-0 lead in the top of the fourth. 0-2. Mena lifts a pop, right side now to play. Lands onto the concourse. In back of the Hudson Valley dugout, into the waiting reach of a fan. So a no ball, two strike count on Jose Mena. Palmer a good lead off a second. And time called as Way and Sigler try and get on the same page. Pitcher to catcher. Ruddy steers in, the ball behind his back. Glove over the knee, tapping the toe to the set. First base side of the rubber at the letters. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Slide over by Sigler to keep it in front. Palmer with a shuffle step, but remains at second base. Ball and two strikes on Jose Mena. Cyclones really helped themselves out with a couple of big hits yesterday. Have gotten a couple more today. Jose Mena looking to deliver again. Way, the 1-2. Mena cuts and misses. Fastball tied him up, up and in, and the inning's over. Cyclones add a run, helped by an error, RBI groundout. And we are through 3.5 from Dutchess Stadium. 3-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's pastime at Maimonides Park.
This is Jalen Palmer, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Hudson Valley, and Cyclones tacking on another run to make it a 3-0 lead for Garrison Bryant. As he returns to the mound for the fourth, the Cyclones taking advantage of a miscue by the shortstop, Trey Sweeney. Nick Gattis leading off with a single. Warren Saunders bouncing a ball to shortstop. Seemed as though it would be a routine double play ball, but Sweeney fumbled it. Saunders reached. Gattis advanced to third. And the Cyclones tacking on a run after an RBI groundout. And are on top by a score of 3-0. Garrison Bryant will face Sweeney, Hardman, and Wagaman. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Sweeney, the upright open stance from the left side. Garrison Bryant, shrug of the shoulders. Right-hander's first pitch. Sweeney bouncing ball inside third the opposite way. Diving stop by Gattis. Knocks off his glove and rolls into foul territory. Would have had no chance to get Sweeney had he fielded it cleanly. But a good effort by Gattis. Regardless, an infield single for the Hudson Valley shortstop to lead off the bottom of the fourth. Nick Gattis comes up, hunched over, wringing out that left arm that he extended to knock down the baseball. Seems as though he's okay. Here's Tyler Hardman, first pitch breaking ball, down and away. It's 1-0. Hardman struck out his first time. Has 7 hits in his last 7 games. Bat on the shoulder from the right side. 1-0. Hardman takes breaking ball down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. These the innings that are so important for Garrison Bryant. Cyclones putting up another run to extend the lead to 3-0. Can he deliver a shutdown frame? 2-0. Hardman takes off the outside corner. 3 straight misses for Garrison Bryant to start the at-bat. Fryman plays close to the bag at second. Some room the opposite way for Hardman. Bryant out of the stretch, 3-0. Hardman with the green light, pops it foul right side and out of play, 3-1. That pitch, a borderline strike. Was up and on the outer portion of the plate. Wonder if Hardman would swing at that pitch again. Set by Bryant, 3-1. Hardman bouncing ball. Third base, backhand by Gattis to second for one. Throw to first. In time, double play. 5-4-3, and Garrison Bryant rolls a third double play ball of the night. And as quickly as Hudson Valley got a leadoff man on, there are 2 away. Another big pitch from Garrison Bryant. 2 down, here's Eric Wagaman. First pitch, Wagaman swinging bunt back to the mound. Fielded by Bryant, underhand toss to first, and the inning's over. Garrison Bryant rolls another DP, faces the minimum in the fourth, and has continued to be in control against this Hudson Valley lineup. 4 complete from Dutchess Stadium. The Cyclones on top 3-0. Keith Redd with the play-by-play when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
It is the top of the fifth inning. The Cyclones' lead has grown. Brooklyn leads now 3-0. Three runs on five hits against right-hander Beck Way. Meanwhile, Garrison Bryant with four shutty along the bottom of that line score. So Cyclones so far have given a great lift to their starting pitcher and looking to keep on getting after Beck Way. Top 30 Yankees prospect has thrown 52 pitches through four innings. He throws his first one to Brandon Priman and the slider misses way outside. Ball one. With Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Game four. Cyclones looking to even it up tonight. 1-0. Priman swings and pulls the trigger too quickly. Swings over the slider. Ball and a strike. Beckway wrapping up his second time through the order. He got Priman to bounce out his last time. 1-1. Fastball ripped in the air on a line towards center. Sanchez gets to the spot and makes the catch. Good piece by Brandon Priman, and Sanchez with great speed, good first jump to get Priman for the second time. Cyclones up 3-0, scored two in the second inning on Jose Mena's two-run bloop single, and then Jalen Palmer's RBI fielder's choice. So Clones getting after Beck Way, whose last three, four outings have been so good. Coming in at tonight, last four outings, two earned runs in 21 innings. Yankees felt like they had a good stretch of Beck Way. Again, been in the organization for a while. Some of those guys who were drafted last year, this is a big step, but Way has been in the organization for more than that, for 2 years. First pitch to Matt Rudick. He goes after it and pops it up in the infield. Third base side, Hardman looking up to the cloudy sky, makes the catch. Now Rudick a fly out, a hit by pitch, and a pop out. His on base continues to go up, but the batting average continues to tumble towards 200. Two down in the top of the fifth. Warm night, so a blanket of clouds has come rolling in. Hopefully no storms with it. One of those stormy, sticky systems potentially moving in. First pitch to Newton, runs down and in, and the lefty lifts up the back leg and takes ball one. Sherbin is single his first time and cracked a line drive back in the third, but right at Aaron Polensky in right field. Newton feeling good about his approach at the plate this week. And Richie Bennis, the hitting coach, applauding it so far. 1-0. Missed down and away, two balls and no strikes. Beckway working out of the windup, rocks and deals. A pitch to Newton, cut on and fouled back. Two balls and a strike. With Sherbin Newton, sometimes you have too much swing and miss, too many strikeouts. Well, this week, he's played every game and he struck out twice. 2-1. Down and in again, he lifts the back leg, ball three. And this is a guy who on a nightly basis, sometimes when he's not himself, strike out three, four times. So limiting that, more hard contact. Two outs, top of the fifth, 3-0 Brooklyn. The 3-1 missed outside, and Sherbin is on yet again. So Way loses him. That is Beck Way's first walk of the night. He hit a batter earlier, but he walks Newton. He has struck out two and now faces JT Schwartz. Schwartz has strikeout and a pop out. He and Fryman have had tough nights. They have not reached. Everybody else has reached at least once. First pitch to Schwartz. He swings and rolls one to the right side. Base hit into right field between Wagaman and Bowman. Newton gets the second and stops, and Schwartz is on. And that is now a six-game hitting streak for JT Schwartz. Tied with Rowdy Jordan for the best this year. So JT keeps it rolling. It's first and second with two outs. Here's the red-hot Nick Gattis. Two bullet line drives to left field. He's been ahead of Beck Way twice tonight, getting that bat through the zone. Way's pitch. Front door slider. A lot of break. Catches the corner. Strike one. Newton at second. Schwartz at first. 3-0 Brooklyn in Hudson Valley, top of the fifth. Way slides, deals, misses upstairs, snap at a first base, not in time. Schwartz gets back. Sigler trying to steal another run on the bases. Sigler's thrown out both Matt Rudick and Shervin Newton tonight trying to steal. That time going for the pickoff. Gattis sits low in that open stance. The 1-1. Slider twirls outside. Gattis takes for ball two. Beck weighs now into the 60s with his pitch count. These Renegade starters, when they've thrown well, they have given their team a lot of length lately. But Way, even though he's thrown well, barely got through six. 2-1, caught on and fouled off of the plate, got a bad piece of Sigler. He's up and out of the crouch, but hobbling around to try to fight off that stinger. Way's longest did come last week at Winston-Salem, 5 2/3 through 85 pitches. So about 20 shy right now in the top of the fifth. Now Gattis calls for time at 2-2. I don't think Nick Gattis is a big fan of sound effects. As soon as that train whistle came rumbling in, he called for time. Trying to stay focused, first and second. Beckway bends in for the sign. 6'4", straightens up, hugs it tight at the belt. From the stretch. Breaking ball popped up down the left field line. Long run for James Nelson, getting over in foul ground. He's not going to get there in time. Takes one hop and bounces into the picnic area down the third baseline. So Gattis happy to see that one drop foul. And Nelson also happy to see that one drop foul. Cyclones have already scored on one of those back-breaking bloop two-run singles from Jose Mena. So Beck Way has had to deal with that. You take that out of the equation. That was a two-out bloop two-run single. Take that out of the equation. Maybe he gives up one run. But the Cyclones sitting pretty at 3-0. Another try at it. Here's the 2-2. In tight. Gattis takes. Almost got hit. That was the fastball from Beck Way, and then the count runs full. So Newton and Schwartz to be moving from first and second. Warren Saunders, by the way, on deck. Friday night at Dutchess Stadium. Lights are turned on. A little shy of 8:15 on the East Coast. Payoff. Gattis pops it up over the mound. Here comes Sweeney from shortstop. And he makes the catch 2 feet on the green infield turf behind the mound. Inning over. So Gattis been so hot, cools off in the fifth. No runs, one hit, a walk, two left. Halfway through the ball game. Brooklyn 3, Hudson Valley nothing. From Dutchess Stadium on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball.
One pitch away from baseball history.
And there's drama.
He has thrown an out-hitter.
Where there's baseball.
Near the wall.
There's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball.
Let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
And it's way out of here.
On MLB Network.
Oh, what a
where there's baseball all the time.
Unbelievable!
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Home half of the fifth inning from Dutchess Stadium. A really good crowd tonight. They are just a couple innings away from the first of three fireworks nights as they celebrate their 4th of July. We will celebrate it on the 4th at home in Coney Island. It's a 6:30 start, by the way, if you're coming on Monday. The center of the universe on the 4th of July, that is Coney Island. So the Renegades send up James Nelson, Aldany Sanchez, and Carlos Narvaez against Garrison Bryant. It's 3-0 Brooklyn. First pitch to Nelson. James hits a one-hopper to short. Easy swallow up for Newton, and he wings it across in time. One pitch and one out. Garrison's now throwing 56 pitches as he works through his fifth inning.
Been really impressive the way that Garrison Bryant, much like we saw from Nick Swack last night, remain on the attack. No, this is a Hudson Valley lineup with some power that can be dangerous. But Bryant has shown no fear, gone right after him.
Here's Sanchez from the right side. Bryant rocks and deals. Sanchez swings and pops it up and out along the first base side. Strike one. Bryant has dealt with a little bit of trouble tonight, but has limited damage. The 0-1. Changeup floats off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. But as he has proven tonight when he gets into trouble, the double play ball has been his best friend. So far, 4 innings and 3 double play balls. Raises the glove in front of his face. High kick, 1-1. Sanchez hits a tapper to third. Gattis to his left. Fields looks to first and snaps it over there in time. Sanchez bounces out. Garrison is now retired 4 in a row. Only big hit he's given up tonight was an Aaron Polinski double in the third inning. But stranded him at second base. It's been that kind of night for Garrison. For the third straight time, he is pitching with some big-time confidence and getting results. 3-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the fifth. Two outs, bases clear for Narvaez. Initial toss to the righty DH. Misses up and away. Ball one. Narvaez cracked a line drive at Matt Rudick his first time. A bullet lineout. The 1-0. Big hook. Missed upstairs. Ball two. Garrison on that journey through the order. Second time. This is the eighth hitter with Polinski to follow. High kick, the 2-0. Missed outside, ball three. Trying to stay efficient. His pitch count was 48 through three innings, but now has leaked into the 60s in the fifth. Behind, here's a 3-0. Strike on the outside corner. Narvaez cocks his head to the side a little bit. Didn't love the call, but Garrison's got the benefit of the doubt on the outside edge. Well, Narvaez climbs back in. Infield back, outfield straight away. Palmer a touch into left center. Pitch. That's outside. So he misses and Narvaez is aboard. Garrison walks his second hitter of the night. So here's Polinski, who gave him trouble the first time with a double down the left field line. Polinski having an amazing May and June. Trying to take that with him into July. Cyclones by three. Bryant working out of the stretch. Kicks and comes home. And the changeup gets through Maina's legs. Rolls to the third base side. And Narvaez goes from first to second on the wild pitch. A ball one on Aaron Polinski. We have seen that double play ball come up big. But now for the second time, third time I should say, a runner at second base. There are two outs. Bryan has used his defense big time tonight. Polinski tagged him for a double his last time. The 1-0 rolled over foul to the third base side. A big hop off the railing. And a kid along the concourse with his glove on makes the catch. Hudson Valley looking to get on the scoreboard. 1-1. Rip, but foul deep into the Sunset Night down the third baseline. Polinski, when the Cyclones last saw him at the end of May, power numbers were like nowhere near they are now. He's got 7 home runs. Gonna take this league by storm a little bit. 1-2. Missed outside. Good backhand stop by Jose Mena. So Polinski with a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Last time the Cyclones saw him in May was hitting 148 with 2 homers. Batting average up 100 points since. 2-2. Caught on and missed. He struck him out. Garrison Bryant flexing his muscles again tonight. He's thrown 5 shutty at the Dutch. We go to the 6th. 3-0 Brooklyn. Our trivia question coming up when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is JT Schwartz, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sixth inning from the Dutch with Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Ratt. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead, trying to win back-to-back games in Wappingers Falls and even this six-game series. This is game 4. Garrison Bryant, phenomenal through 5 scoreless. The guy on the other side, Beck Way, has given up 3 runs in 5 innings. Cyclones trying to get him again in the 6th. Coney Cabo's trivia. Nick's got the question tonight, so we'll get it to you in a moment as Warren Saunders gets himself comfortable in the righty batter's box. Warren always chewing that double bubble. Chin going up and down. Open stance. Way rocks and lunges home, and a slider is hit towards the middle of the infield. Sweeney, the shortstop, to his left, picks it up, throws off one leg, and a scoop out on the backhand by Wagaman to complete the 6-3. Very acrobatic play from both Sweeney and Wagaman for the first out. And, Nick, what do you got for us tonight?
Since 1994, 2 winners of the American League Cy Young Award have pitched for both the Yankees and the Mets. Can you name those 2 pitchers?
Here's Palmer with 1 out. Pitch. Missed outside. Ball 1. So if you think you know the answer, one of the 2, use the hashtag ConeyCabos on Twitter. Next toss. Palmer takes outside. 2 balls, no strikes. It's at 1994, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we need to go into hint territory?
I think we're all right. 2-0. Palmer takes a letter-high fastball strike on the inner half. It is Friday, after all, and if you follow the model of the newspaper crossword puzzle, or even the Wordle, it gets harder by the day. The 2-1. Palmer takes down and out from Beckway, ball three. So Mets, Yankees at High A meeting for the 15th time. 3-1. There's a strike. 3-2. Now we've played some tight ones. 5-2 Hudson Valley on Tuesday, 8-5 Hudson Valley on Wednesday, and 6-1 Brooklyn last night. 3-2 pitch to Palmer, misses way outside, and he's on base for the second time in three trips. So Jalen's on, one out, sixth inning. Cyclones up 3-0. And here's Tanner Murphy, who's 0-2. Murphy takes a look down third. Luis Rivera with a couple signs for his right-hand hitter. Palmer's already stolen tonight. I'm sure Anthony Sigler, competitive catcher, trying to get him. Pitch. Slider missed outside. Ball one. So good news today for the Mets. Max Scherzer said that he is back, pitching as early as Tuesday. So his time as a Rumble Pony will come to an end after all. 1-0. Murphy hits a ground ball towards the middle. Right there's Bowman behind the bag. He takes it to second, throws to first, inning over. That was all Cooper Bowman on the double play. He gets Palmer, he gets Murphy, and he gets Beckway out of the sixth. No runs, no hits, a walk, but nobody left. 5.5 gone by. It's 3-0 Brooklyn. Garrison Bryant going out for the bottom of the sixth when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning, Garrison Bryant, he's back here again trying to go six beautiful innings. It's been back-to-back quality starts for GB into his now third potential quality starts. Got to get through this inning. Cyclones have a 3-0 lead at Hudson Valley. And in the frame, it's the top three guys, Bowman, Sigler, and Sweeney, on what has been a very quiet night for the Yankees affiliate at the plate. First pitch. Cooper Bowman takes a fastball strike from the right-hander. Nothing in one. Bryant, with his feet pointed to the third base dugout, raises the glove, gets the sign from Mena, and fires the 0-1. The breaking ball hammered foul down third for strike two. Coney Combos Trivia, the answer revealed to you. Nick is going to go up there with the microphone like the Academy Awards. Take the card out of the envelope. It's going to give you the question one more time. As Cooper Bowman takes a moment, strides back in. We'll get to the question in just a second. Bowman tonight got plunked and has popped out to the second baseman. Here's the 0-2. Just missed outside. Ball one.
So since 1994, two winners of the American League Cy Young Award have pitched for both the Yankees and the Mets.
1-2. Changeup hit towards the middle. It bounds by everybody. Base hit into center field by Bowman. And he's on to lead off the sixth. I am going to guess, I don't love
I think David Cohn is one.
He is.
And I don't think Al Leiter is too, but he's the one that I've got in my head. But
Al Leiter is not.
Al Leiter is not right. Because
Bartolo Colon is the other.
Okay. You know, I didn't know if Bartolo actually won a Cy Young, but maybe I'm. That's a bad thing to not know. Here's Anthony Sigler. Switch hitter takes a changeup strike on the outside corner. Gives a perplexed look to Jesse Bush, the home plate umpire. So Colon and Cone, the answers tonight. 0-1. Big breaking ball. Missed down low. Ball and a strike. So I got it wrong, but John DeLuca gets right back to it. Saying Bartolo Colon and David Cohn with the hashtag ConyCombos on Twitter. Sigler, a couple of bounce outs tonight. Pitch. Strike outside corner. Bartolo Colon. I probably should have known that because he was the answer to one of my trivia questions in Coney Island.
Yeah.
1-2. Runner goes. Sigler swings. Loops one into shallow center field. Base hit. Bowman gets to second and stops. He slid into second because he was breaking. That was easy first to third, but Bowman slid into second.
And the reason he slid into second was a really smart play by Shervin Newton. Faked as though he was receiving the throw, and the runner running on the pitch is not looking to see where the ball is. He's attempting a straight steal of second base. Thought the throw down by Maina was coming, even though the ball was put in play. And Shervin Newton, with some brains on the field, keeps Bowman at second base.
3-0, Brooklyn. Tying run at the plate. It's lefty Trey Sweeney. First pitch, he swings, pops it foul, third base side. Strike one. So Bowman aboard, Sigler aboard. It's Sweeney, then Hardman, then Wagaman. Garrison Bryant getting later and later into his outing. Pitch count at 77 as he battles through the tough hitters. Pitch off the outside corner. It's a ball and a strike. Trey tonight with a strikeout and an infield single. Garrison's done a nice job keeping these hitters off balance, getting weak contact and getting a ton of double plays. Runners go. Pitch cut on a miss. Maina just eats it. Double steal for Hudson Valley yet again. Maina looked a little bit hesitant. He's trying to go towards third base, but Bowman got such a great jump, wasn't worth it. Made a veteran move to not throw the ball because you could potentially throw it away and start a momentous rally. 1-2. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow center. Newton, the shortstop, goes out. Makes the catch and the runners stay put. More weak contact. Sweeney slamming his bat into the turf. Bryant has garnered that kind of frustration tonight from Hudson Valley.
And it's really risen to the occasion in situations like this. Runners in scoring position, some trouble brewing. But Garrison Bryant, as mentioned earlier, rolling the three double play balls, has been able to escape trouble and has step one to escaping trouble again in this bottom of the sixth inning.
Maina went out there to talk to Bryant. Newton, the shortstop, joined them. The batter, Tyler Hardman. It's 3-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the sixth. Runners at second and third with one out. Hardman 0-2. Bryant deals. Pitch cracked on the ground. Shortstop hole. Base hit past Newton. Bowman scores. Here comes Sigler around third. Throw to the plate. Cut off. Two-run single, Tyler Hardman. The Renegades make it 3-2. Jumping on the board for the first time in the bottom of the sixth.
And finally, after playing with fire, Garrison Bryant gets burned. Tyler Hardman, with a good piece of hitting, got a pitch on the inner third, able to get around on it, steer it fair, and threw into left field. Matt Rudick's throw cut off. And some good running from Anthony Sigler. Hudson Valley with their first big blow of the night and are within a run.
A.J. Sager and his Cyclones pullover on a hot night. Out from the third base dugout to the top of the mound. talking to Garrison Bryant. Meanwhile, Brooklyn's bullpen is up. This is a night we expect to see Nathan Jones. He's been on the shelf for about a week. That's been the schedule for Jones since the call-up from St. Lucie. But Garrison still a chance to get out of this with the lead. Tying runs at first base, Tyler Hardman. And on a team with a lot of runners, Hardman not the best, even though he's 7 of 10. On any other team, that's not too shabby. We'll see if they turn him loose. Eric Wagaman, the batter. The meeting on the mound is over. One on, one out. Sixth inning. Pitch to Wagaman. Changeup missed, down and in. Ball one. Eric has good pop and power. He has homered against the Cyclones this year. Tonight has walked and grounded out. 1-0. Hardman swings over the soft change. Bryant pulled the string. One ball, one strike. From the belt, Bryant slide step, pitch, caught on and missed. And Wagaman, a sucker for that changeup, strike two. Bryant knows that the Renegades are looking for that big swing, try to take the lead. Brooklyn's advantage is trimmed to 3-2. Hardman breaks for second, pitch outside. Mena cocks the arm back, throws down, got him. Asesino cuts down another runner and waves the finger like Dikembe Mutombo. Nah. He throws out the tying run at second base. What an opportune time for that.
And figured Hudson Valley would be aggressive, trying to strike while the iron's hot. Three hits in this inning. Jose Mena puts a halt to their momentum. Great throw.
From the windup now, here comes the 2-2 to Wagaman. Swing and a miss, and the inning is over. Now the Renegades, trying to go after that stolen base, end up running themselves out of the inning as Wagaman strikes out. Two runs, three hits, no errors, nobody left. The ball game again at the Dutch. We go to the seventh inning. Cyclones lead is 3-2 against Hudson Valley. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks.
Longest outing of the season continues for Hudson Valley starter Beckway. He pitches into the seventh inning. Pitch count at 78. Has allowed three runs on the board. On six hits, Cyclones able to get to him early. And through a big hit by this guy at the plate, Jose Mena digs in to lead it off. The open stance from the right side, first pitch. Breaking ball up and in, and it caught Mena on the front shoulder. One pitch and a base runner for Brooklyn. Have seen this a bunch early on in the series. The batters hit by the pitch, the walks, the control not the greatest with the weather heating up. Cyclones will take a leadoff man to start the top of their seventh inning. Mena aboard. Here's Brandon Fryman. Cyclones second baseman 0 for 2 tonight. Lightsabers the bat. And squares to bunt. First pitch. Rolls it up the third baseline. Will it stay fair? It fades foul. Sigler was waiting on it. Because if it stayed fair, would have had no chance to get Freiman. But a smart play. Sees Freiman's bunt roll foul. And go for strike one. So the Cyclones, who have not scored since the top of the fourth inning, back-to-back zeros from Beck Way, trying to get a little creative, seeing their lead trim to one. Played a little small ball. See if Freiman bunts again. Set by Way. Freiman squares, pulls it back, fastball off the outside corner, one and one. Have not seen the Cyclones bunt really at all this season. Takes a particular batter because of the way that guys are swinging it now. 1-1. Freiman swinging away. Cuts and misses on top of a breaking ball. 1-2. Likely takes the bunt out of the equation in this spot. Trouble with it is you got to have the guy who is able to execute. No good to put the bunt on if the batter can't get it down. 1-2. Freiman throws the hands at the baseball, pops it foul right side, out of play. Just an emergency hack to fight off a tough pitch. Count remains ball and two strikes. Jose Mena leads from first, nobody out. 3-2 Brooklyn in the top of the seventh. 1-2. Freiman fouls it straight back. Last delivery from Beck Way, number 82, on his evening. Is some activity in the Hudson Valley bullpen throwing down that right field line. Cyclones have gotten it started down the left field line as well. 1-2. Freiman with a line drive, center field, sending Sanchez back a step, now in. Makes the catch off the left shoulder. Mena retreats to first, one away. Freiman flies out. Mena returns to first. And the Cyclones back to the top of their order in the seventh. Matt Rudick will stroll to the plate for a fourth time tonight. Rudick, the crouched open stance from the left side. Chokes up on the bat as Wade holds the stretch. Righty's first pitch. Breaking ball down and in. It's 1-0. Matt Rudick reached base in the third, was hit by a pitch for a fourth straight ball game. Has now reached an eighth straight. 1-0. Rudick takes a breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Mena at first, one down, 3-2 Brooklyn in the top of the seventh. These games always so close. Cyclones looking for some insurance. 2-0. Rudick pops it foul, left side out of play. 2-1. Renegades infield plays Rudick straight away. Trying to deliver another big hit for Brooklyn. 2-1. Rudick check swing at a breaking ball, held off. Three balls and a strike. See how much longer the leash is for Beck Way in this spot. Would imagine that Tyson Blazer is watching with intent as Way nears the end of the line. 3-1. Rudick, hard ground ball up the middle, past the reach of Bowman at second, into right center, base hit. Mena stops at second, the relay throw in. It's a base hit, and the first of the night for Matt Rudick. The Cyclones have first and second with one out in the top of the seventh. Matt Rudick with a base hit. Two on for Shervin Newton. Cyclone shortstop has been on base two more times tonight. Single in the first, walk in the fifth. Time called. Way with the pitch count pushing 90. That'll be his next delivery. Newton, the open stance, first pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Slide over by Sigler to keep it in front. One ball, no strikes on the Cyclone shortstop. Shervin extending a five-game hitting streak to six tonight. Drove in a pair with a triple yesterday. An opportunity to extend the Cyclones' lead. First and second, one out. 1-0, breaking ball called strike. On the inside corner, 1-1. Jose Mena leads from second. He was hit by a pitch. And Matt Rudick aboard at first with a single. 1-1. Shervin Newton cuts and misses. High fastball was behind it. Ball and two strikes. Newton steps out. Digs back in, twirling the bat, resting it on his back shoulder. Beck Way looking for a big out. Taps the toe to the set middle of the rubber. 1-2. Newton cuts and tips it into the glove. Sigler held on. And Beck Way has a big strikeout. Out number two.
That was a big at-bat there for Newton. The Cyclones know it. Renegades know it. Beck Way knows it. Newton's had a great series. And Beck Way gets through that, but he's not going to get through seven.
Third strikeout for the Renegade starter is his last. Tyson Blazer stroll out to the mound to take the ball from Beck Way, whose night is done after 6 2/3, his longest outing of the season, but is at the moment on the hook for the loss and responsible for Mena at second and Rudick at first. New pitcher for Hudson Valley. When we come back, Cyclones looking to tack on to a 3-2 lead in the top of the seventh on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's pastime at Maimonides Park.
First and second with two out. Cyclones looking to tack on to a 3-2 lead in the top of the seventh inning. And Tyson Blazer going to his bullpen for one of the best arms out there down the right field line. Edgar Barclay, the left-hander, 24-year-old, 15th-round pick of the Yankees back in 2019 out of Cal State Bakersfield, makes his 13th appearance of the season, a 1.26 ERA in 28 2/3 innings, has walked 8 and struck out 37 in 28 2/3, has had good control and wipeout stuff. Lefty comes on to face the left-handed hitter, J.T. Schwartz. This big spot, Cyclones in front by a run, would love some insurance. Schwartz, the upright open stance from the left side. First and second, two down. First pitch, changeup in off the plate, off the glove of Sigler, and it appears that it might have caught a piece of the home plate umpire.
I don't think Sigler touched that very much. I think it got him pretty good. Jesse Bush got one right in the chest.
Didn't appear like there was much motion initially. And then Jesse Bush just went tumbling to the left as the Hudson Valley training staff is up out of the dugout to give the home plate umpire the once over, hoping that he is good to go. Talk about how catchers get beat up all the time. And sometimes when they are not exactly the last line of defense, the umpires are in harm's way.
And how much trust they have in those catchers for just catching it sometimes. I think Sigler definitely got a piece of it, but it got more of Bush than it did the glove.
So Jesse, good to go and will remain in the ball game. A 1-0 count on JT Schwartz. Mena leads from second, Rudick at first. With two down, 3-2 Brooklyn, top of the seventh. 1-0. Fastball called strike outside corner. 1-1 on JT Schwartz. Edgar Barclay coming on in relief of Beck Way. Trying to strand a pair. Time called right as Barclay was set to deliver that pitch. A loose baseball from the left field line. Brooklyn bullpen, Luis Rivera tiptoeing the third baseline, trying to stay in foul territory, but can't pitch in that spot. So the count still a ball and a strike on JT Schwartz. Beck Way going 6 2/3, 7 hits. At the moment, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 strikeouts. He is responsible for Mena at second and Rudick aboard at first. Lefty Barclay holds the set at the belt, lifts the leg, 1-1. Breaking ball down and away off the glove of Sigler, but not far enough for Mena to think about advancing. 2 balls and a strike on the Cyclones' first baseman. JT extending his hitting streak with a base hit in the fifth. Top RBI guy in the Cyclones lineup with a chance to tack on the Brooklyn lead. Barclay taps the toe to the set, stares at second. 2-1. Schwartz tied up. Half swing through a fastball on the inside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mena leads from second, Rudick at first. 3-2 Brooklyn, top of the seventh inning. 2-2 count on JT Schwartz with 2 down. Barclay taps the toe to the set third base side of the rubber in time called as the left-hander steps off. Left arm dangles as he stares in, getting a sign from Sigler. Red Sox with the pinstripe pants, nods yes, tapping the toe. Glove in front of the belt, kicks 2-2. Schwartz grounds it foul, left side out of play. Count still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brendan Hardy out onto the field to field that ground ball. Like a ball boy down there. 2-2 on Schwartz. First and second, 2 down, 3-2 Brooklyn. 2-2. Breaking ball down and away. Schwartz laid off and the count full. Anthony Sigler, who did not catch that one cleanly, still able to scramble to keep it at arm's length. Motions with the right arm and asks for time from home plate umpire Jesse Bush. Wants to have a conversation with Edgar Barclay. This, a critical sequence.
And a very long at bat without much rhythm for everybody involved.
Barclay not exactly sharp into the strike zone. Schwartz chased a couple of pitches. Lefty ready to deliver the 3-2. Runners go. Breaking ball. Called strike 3 inside corner. Schwartz down looking and the inning is over. Barclay out of the pen and has a strikeout. Brooklyn strands a pair. It's seventh inning stretch time from Hudson Valley and the Cyclones. A 3-2 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
July 9th is the one where Friends Night comes to Maimonides Park. Bring your smelly cat, invite your lobster, or just be on a break from the norm and head to Friends Night with the Cyclones. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a turkey head bobblehead, and we promise that this night could not be any more fun. Friends Night will be there for you on July 9th. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering 2 drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first 2 drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first 2 drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks. On us. Bottom of the seventh inning from Hudson Valley. Cyclones holding on to a 3-2 lead and going to their bullpen for the first time tonight. It's a Bi-Cal Cadillac call to the pen. Nathan Jones takes over on in relief of Garrison Bryant. Jones, the 25-year-old right-hander, fifth-round pick in 2019 out of Northwestern State from Shreveport, Louisiana, getting a call to high A and making his third appearance at the level, last pitched on Sunday. Jones with a 1.50 ERA, strikeout rate at 12%, walk rate at 8%. Will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Hudson Valley order. James Nelson leads it off. Bat bouncing off the back shoulder. First pitch, he swings. Fouls it back to the screen, nothing and one. So the night done for Garrison Bryant, and it's another quality start. 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Jones the set. Righty's 0-1, breaking ball off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. Make it a third straight appearance for Garrison Bryant, a third straight start to go 6 or more innings and allow 2 or fewer runs. On a roll right now, 1-1. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 2-1 on James Nelson leading off the bottom of the seventh. So the Cyclones handing the ball off to their bullpen that has been really reliable as of recently, 2-1. Nelson fouls it back to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Had the one hiccup in game 2 of this series, but aside from that, have continued to lock games down. Had some issues with the control yesterday. Sammy Tavares did not come in hurling strikes. Still able to limit any damage. 2-2. Breaking ball just in off the plate. A turn by Nelson away from the breaking pitch and the count full.
Nelson 1-for-2, a base hit in the second inning to extend his hitting streak. Also grounded out to short. Jones lifts the leg. Payoff. Swing and a miss. James Nelson behind a fastball on the inside corner. And Nathan Jones out of the bullpen, into the game, and has a strikeout. Retires the first man that he sees in the bottom of the seventh. One down. Here's Aldeniz Sanchez. Open stance from the right side. First pitch. Sanchez, a check swing. Went around on a breaking ball. Bending down and away. Nothing and one. Bases are empty with one out. Bottom of the seventh. 3-2. Brooklyn on top in game four of this six-game set. An opportunity to even it at 2. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. Ball and a strike. Cyclones came into this series at 3-0 in the second half, getting off to that red-hot start. Lost the first two games in this series. Responded well last night, 1-1. Sanchez nubs it foul at home plate, caught his front foot. Ball and two strikes. So the Cyclones are a good night away from their bullpen, from evening this series, as they maintain a tie for first place in the South Atlantic League North Division. 1-2. Sanchez watches a breaking ball down and away. 2-2. Never safe to assume against Hudson Valley. Certainly not in a one-run ball game. Jones lifts the leg, 2-2. Fastball high and tight, the count full. Sanchez represents the tying run in the batter's box. Base is clear, one out. 3-2 Brooklyn, bottom of the seventh. Nathan Jones, the squat to stare in, right arm dangling, closes off, payoff. Fastball just below the knees, and Sanchez is aboard with a walk. Close pitch. Jones didn't get it. And Aldeniz Sanchez is the tying run on base at first with one out for Carlos Narvaez. Narvaez digs in. Open stance from the right side. First pitch. Swings and taps it foul at home plate, nothing and one. Carlos Narvaez has flown out and walked in two trips to the plate. Nate Jones stares in, now it's yes to the sign, shoulder high set. Flips the hips, throws over to first. Sanchez back safely. Aldeniz Sanchez aboard at first, has stolen 25 bases so far this year. Certainly a threat to run. Good speed. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Narvaez out in front of a breaking pitch. Nothing and two. Sanchez aboard at first. He's the tying run. 3-2 Brooklyn, bottom of the seventh. Nothing and two, the count on Carlos Narvaez. Hudson Valley catcher doing the DH duties tonight. Has hits in six of his last seven. 0-2. Swing a sharply hit bouncer. Gattis vacuums, throw to second for one. On to first, another double play. The fourth of the night, rolled up by Brooklyn. Grounder to third, 5-4-3. And Nathan Jones gets out of the inning. Solid relief inning for Nathan Jones. And the Cyclones take a 3-2 lead in the eighth inning. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in.
I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hola Brooklyn, me llamo José Mena. Estás escuchando el radio de los Brooklyn Cyclones. Let's go.
Eighth inning from the Dutch. Cyclones lead still 3-2. Final two frames of the night under a very dark blue night sky. Lights are turned on. Two stanchions in left shining down in the field. Two in right and a couple that trickle around the seating bowl. Fans here getting ready for some fireworks on this July 1st. Edgar Barkley continues on in relief. It's his first clean inning. He faces Gattis, Saunders, and Palmer. Again, Cyclones up 3-2 in the eighth. First pitch to Nick Gattis. Righty takes a changeup for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Barkley threw just seven pitches, but threw them all against one guy, JT Schwartz, to get the final out in the seventh. The 0-1, wave and a miss, and another soft one. Gattis brought down to a knee. It's no balls and two strikes. So Beckway, you can close out that line. Three runs, two of them earned. Seven hits in 6 2/3. Here's the 0-2. Missed outside. Gattis takes. It's a ball and two strikes. So he went 6 2/3. Bryant went six. We're into the bullpens now. Can the Cyclones hold it? 1-2. Gattis flails over the chain. Strike three. A really good night for Gattis with two hard hit singles, but a pop out and a strikeout towards the back half. One down in the eighth. So I mentioned it is July 1st, affectionately in Mets land, known as Bobby Bonilla Day. Bobby's world, it's known as payday. Here's a pitch to Warren Saunders. He takes a fastball for a strike, filling up the inside part of the plate. Nothing and one. Every day, every year on July 1st, Bobby Bonilla gets paid a lot of money. The 0-1 caught out and missed for strike two. Now it was a deal under the Wilpon ownership, but now under Uncle Steve's ownership, we could talk about it a little bit. The Wilpons didn't really want to talk about it. Here comes the 0-2. Saunders cuts and misses, and Barkley with now three strikeouts to start his night. He gets the first two outs in the eighth. Uncle Steve tweeting out today, happy Bobby Bonilla Day. He said, my favorite day of the year. Hashtag my owner. Well, Bobby Bonilla got a check for $1.19 million today. Pitch to Jalen Palmer. Takes up and away for ball one. Now, over the course of this crazy deferred payment schedule, which will last, I think, 2035, Bobby Bonilla will clear, like, $45 million. 1-0, up and away, ball two. And I found out something new today, which I guess I never really went back to look at the original tape, but the Mets decided not to pay him $5.9 million. 2-0, misses inside, ball three. So his agent said, okay, you don't want to pay this. Well, what about deferred payments? Which turned out to be $45 million. Does that sound like a good deal for Bobby or what? 3-0 is up high, ball four, and Palmer works a walk. So Barkley, so sharp, so good, got Schwartz, Gattis, and Saunders, but walks Palmer on four pitches.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's a pretty solid deal for Bobby Bonilla in his camp there. Well executed, well negotiated. If you turn 5.9 into 45.
It's Tanner Murphy. Brooklyn up 3-2 in the eighth.
First toss from Barkley to Murphy. Misses inside. Ball one. Murphy an 0 for 3 night. Jalen with a big lead at first. Kicking a throw over to pay attention to him. Jalen flies back in safely. Two outs, top of the eighth. Barkley, the southpaw, faces Palmer. Staring at him. There goes Jalen. Pitch home, taken for a strike. Sigler throws down, but it's not in time. Palmer is in safely. Jalen Palmer, through this really great stretch, has showed off that speed. He has stolen 3 bases in the past 2 nights. He's getting on base, and he's using that weapon. And he's into scoring position now for Tanner Murphy with 2 outs. One ball, one strike. Now time called. Sigler earlier today, the Hudson Valley catcher, threw out Newton, threw out Rudick. But Palmer has bested him twice. Jalen now 14 steals in 16 tries. Barkley raises the leg, deals the 1-0, and Murphy check swing, pops it up foul to the right, into the seats, strike two. Jalen was talking to Nick on the pregame show earlier this week. Said it's not there yet. He's not turning a corner yet. But he looks like he's turning a corner in some way, shape, or form. 1-2. Murphy rips a line drive. Caught by the shortstop, Trey Sweeney. Good swing by Murphy, but right at Sweeney. And the inning is over. Brooklyn takes a 3-2 lead. Into the bottom of the eighth, on the road at the Dutch, crunch time. Back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's pastime at Maimonides Park.
This is Matt Rudick, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Cyclones are 6 outs away defensively from holding on to a 3-2 victory. But a lot needs to be completed between now and then. In the bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn up 3-2. Cyclones had a 3-0 lead through the first 4 innings. Took that even further. Hudson Valley didn't score. And to the bottom of the sixth, 2-run single by Tyler Hartman. That was against Garrison Bryant. Quality start for the third consecutive time for GB, and now it's Nate Jones in for his second inning of relief. Got a big double play ball in the seventh. Here we are in the bottom of the eighth with Aaron Palencia at the plate. Jones out of the windup. First pitch to Palencia is fouled off at home plate. Got a piece of the bottom of the bat on a check swing. Jones, a Louisiana native, deals home. And the fastball hits the letters for strike two. 6 hits tonight for Hudson Valley. Palencia with a double, the only extra base hit. 0-2, rolled weakly to third, fielded by Gattis. The high throw to first. Schwartz off the bag. JT thought he came down in time, but Palencia must have hit the bag before Schwartz plopped on the pillow. So Gattis Should be charged with an E5. He fielded it nicely, had to go quick, and just sailed it.
And really close, JT Schwartz contending that when he lifted the leg, the toe remained on the base. Tough play to see from up here. Regardless, an error that Brooklyn's going to have to overcome.
Tying run aboard. Here's Cooper Bowman. Jones delivers. Misses outside. Ball one. So Polensky aboard. He is just 2 for 4 in steals. Bowman at the plate. Singled his last time. Got on and got in. Part of the two-run rally in the sixth. Jones's pitch way outside. Backhand stopped by Mena. In the lefty batter's box. 2 balls, no strikes. Some help behind Nate Jones. Luis Rivera has the bullpen up. Looks like Justin Courtney getting warm. This is not against Nate Jones, the reason Rivera has a bullpen piece up, because Jones can certainly go the distance. It's just the Dutch. Cyclones want to win the game. Spin and a throw over. Polensky dives back in. Just in case things go from bad to worse, Rivera just wants to be ready to make a split-second decision and bring somebody in. 2-0 pitch. Fouled back. Good swing by Bowman, but strike one. Jones is well-rested, and the two previous times he's pitched with Brooklyn, he has given the Cyclones length. So ideally, you get 6 from Bryant, and you get 3 from Nathan Jones. Easier said than done. 2-1. Bowman hits a ground ball towards third. Gattis charges, gloves, throws on the run to first, wide, and Schwartz missed the tag. Tough play by Gattis, but he missed the throw again and pulled Schwartz off the bag. First and second, nobody out.
Another tough play for Nick Gattis. That time charging, throwing on the run just a little bit down the first base line. And a really tough start for Brooklyn to this bottom of the eighth inning, coming in trying to protect a one-run lead. First two have reached, and could be 2 outs right now.
50-50 call on an error or a hit. They have not made a decision yet, but it's first and second in a 3-2 game, bottom of the eighth inning for Anthony Sigler. Switch hitter batting left. Jones lifts and turns towards second and chases Bowman back. Nick Gattis even looks back at the scoreboard. They have not put up the call yet. Gattis in at third. Sigler waves the bat. Jones from the chest. His pitch up high. Ball one. They have called it an E5. Again, it was a borderline 50-50 call. On the Cyclone side, they want them both. They want both of the outs. Polensky leads off second pitch. Sigler rips it foul down the right field line. Anthony Sigler is certainly a guy who rides off the game's momentum. He has hit 4 home runs. Crowd of a couple thousand tonight on fireworks night. Bottom of the eighth. A lot of dramatic moments. Can build up right here. He is certainly going to swing for the fences. 1-1. Fouled away the other side. Strike two. Trey Sweeney on deck. He has 8 home runs. And Hardman following 9 home runs. Justin Courtney is ready down the third baseline in the bullpen. Jones ahead though, 1-2. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Sigler strikes out and cracks his bat into the dirt. Overhand slam into the ground. He strikes out for the first time tonight. 1 down in the 8th.
And a huge strikeout for Nathan Jones. Really easy for a pitcher to get into a tough mindset with a couple of errors behind him to start the inning. Really good composure and getting a big out number 1.
2 aboard still for Trey Sweeney. Pitch to the lefty.
Sweeney hits a ground ball to the right side. Freiman Fields looks to second for one. Newton to first base. Got it again. A fifth double play tonight for the Cyclones defense. Unbelievable execution from the Brooklyn Cyclones. The inning is over, and we go to the ninth. Nathan Jones feeling good off the mound. 3-2 Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone. You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
We go to the ninth inning from Dutchess Stadium on a Friday night. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. Brooklyn 3, Hudson Valley 2. Cyclones' last chance in the ninth to push the lead even further. And boy, they are really feeling the heat. The Renegades are licking their chops for another opportunity. Cyclones in the inning send up Jose Mena, Brandon Freiman, and then the top of the order, Matt Rudick. In the inning, Alex Mauricio comes in out of the bullpen. So he throws after Edgar Barkley went an inning and a third. He's a right-hander working from the windup. And his first pitch to Jose Mena. Fastball strike right down the middle. Nothing in one. Mauricio, 25 years old, out of Midlothian, Virginia. Turn of the feet. Here's the next pitch. And it's outside. One ball, one strike. Mena tonight has driven in two. He's also struck out and been hit by a pitch. 1-1. Cracked on the ground to the third baseman. Sweeney cuts to his right, dives, but it's by him for a base hit. Now Mena does it again. He has not only had two RBIs tonight, but picks up two hits. And he's been really struggling, but why not a lift in the ninth?
And got to feel really good for Jose Mena. Find it just enough through that left side.
Cyclones by one run, top of the ninth. Here's Brandon Freiman, who's put the bat on the ball well twice. Pitch. Mauricio dots the inside corner with the fastball. Four-seamer, strike one. Freiman rolled over his first time, but two cracks to the center fielder, Aldenis Sanchez. Two tough luck outs. Nobody out. Mauricio deals. Slider twist down and out. One ball, one strike. Go back to the seventh inning. Jose Mena was hit by a pitch. And Brandon Freiman squared to bunt. Couldn't get it down. Eventually lined out. Same situation here in the ninth. 1-1. Swings through what would have been ball two. It was down and away. It's now a ball and two strikes. Mena with a very teensy tiny lead at first, held on by Wagaman. Mauricio from the stretch. Pitch, nub foul behind home. Just slightly looking ahead,
It's Hardman, Wagaman, and Nelson in the bottom of the ninth. Nathan Jones got through the eighth. We'll see if Rivera stays with the hot hand or brings in Justin Courtney. Fryman awaits. Here's the 1-2. He swings and lines one. Center field base hit. Plops in front of Sanchez. Maynard to second base. And Fryman awarded finally with a base hit up the middle after a lot of hard hit balls tonight.
You could certainly feel it coming. Putting on some good swings. Brandon Fryman seeing the baseball well. And had a feeling that this might be coming. Didn't know if Joe Swazi was fast enough to get the pinch running duties, but here he comes for Jose Mena at second.
Joe Swazi pinch running for Mena. And Matt Rudick at the plate. There's nobody out in the ninth. Brooklyn up 3-2. A quiet crowd at the Dutch. Cyclones hoping to silence it even more. Pitch. The lefty takes the fastball. Strike. Well, you're talking about it there in that seventh inning, Nick, with the Fryman setup trying to bunt over Mena. But you have to execute the bunt, and you've got to have a somewhat fast runner. Even if you bunt it and the catcher has time to throw out the runner, it doesn't help. So now they make the change for some speed. Mauricio's next pitch pops the glove. Fastball strike on the outside corner, nothing and two.
And in that same vein, a little surprised that the Cyclones didn't at least attempt even on one pitch having Matt Rudick bunt in this spot.
He is behind 0-2. Mauricio rocks and deals. Rudick checks swinging a ball outside. Did not go around. Jesse Bush, the home plate umpire, pointed with his left hand out to Ethan Gorsak, who's behind the mound to the third base side. And Gorsak said no swing. Rudick tonight, four times up, two times on. Hit by a pitch, single to center. And his base hit back in the seventh inning, his last time up. Nobody out, two on, pitch. Cut and a miss, and Rudick strikes out over the slider. Mauricio has his first out.
And a big strikeout. Matt Rudick looking to move the runners along. Couldn't do so. And Alex Mauricio saved what was maybe the best slider of the night for Rudick in that two-strike count. Really good execution for out number one.
Shervin Newton now looking for some vengeance. He's had a great series, but in that seventh inning had first and second and struck out. He's got first and second yet again in the ninth. Brooklyn up 3-2. Pitch. A Newton swing sends a high fly deep to right field. Polensky back, turns. It's off the base of the fence. Swazi around third. He heads to the plate. Here comes Fryman behind. Here's the throw. Here's the tag. Fryman is out. Back throw to third base. Newton slides in safely. The Cyclones score one of two potential runs and take a 4-2 lead. Meanwhile, Fryman incensed that he was thrown out at home plate. Had a couple words for Jesse Bush.
And the base runners having to hold on for a second. I mean, Shervin Newton hit that ball extremely hard, but it one-hopped the wall, so had to make sure that that ball wasn't caught. Joe Swazi on his horse, and Fryman was right behind him. It appeared that he might have just slid under the tag. It was close. Brandon Fryman certainly thought he was safe, and some words for this umpiring crew that Cyclones feel like maybe could have seen a few things a little bit better tonight.
So it's a double for Newton. He advances on the throw. The double brought to you by TD Bank. He's the only base runner on there with two outs. Pitch to JT Schwartz. Fastball off the plate. Ball one. So Newton credited with an RBI, his 20th. It's the guy that drove in three last night. And one more tonight to make it 4-2. Kick in the 1-0. Schwartz rips one foul, yanking it down the right field line. It's a ball and a strike. Polensky, the right fielder, to Bowman, then to the catcher, Sigler. 9-4-2 on the relay play at home plate. Fryman thought he got the toenail in there, before Sigler put the tag on. 1-1. Fouled away by Schwartz the other way. In the air. Strike two.
And lost in the shuffle perhaps a little bit. That's a huge insurance run for Brooklyn. Fryman safe, maybe, maybe not. But to have a two-run lead going into the ninth, that's huge.
Here's the 1-2. Schwartz pops it up and foul again towards the third base stands. It stays the ball in two strikes. You never want to go into the bottom of the anything. Ninth, 10th, 11th. Tied or up by one in this building. Cyclones have not had much luck at the Dutch. A lot of ghosts in this ballpark that are not on the Cyclone side in years past. Newton off third base with two outs. Mauricio holding and holding. He fires away, and Schwartz fouls it back again. Five pitches, still no result in this at-bat. Brooklyn, though, tonight, four runs on 10 hits. If they can complete the job, there'd be a lot of really good things to talk about. The hits, the double plays, the pitching. Mauricio huffing a puff. 1-2 again. And Schwartz tags one to deep right center. Polensky giving chase at the track, at the wall. It is gone! In the ninth inning, JT Schwartz adds a little more breathing room. It's a two-run home run to the gap over the fence. The Cyclones add two more and take a 6-2 lead on a two-run shot by JT Schwartz.
And that sound is just a little bit different. Right into the wheelhouse of a left-handed hitter, the breaking ball down and in, and JT Schwartz just turns on that and destroys it into one of the deepest parts of this ballpark. Right center field has just enough to get out. And I think Brooklyn's got some insurance in this top of the ninth inning.
What a job laid by the Cyclones. Pitch to Gattis. Mauricio misses outside. Ball one. So Schwartz with two hits tonight. His third home run. RBIs 28 and 29. The team lead. 1-0. Miss downstairs. Close pitch. Ball two. Cyclones have been different. We talked about that May 22nd doubleheader. But it still surprises you from time to time. 2-0 up and in and a clip Gattis. I think it got him on the elbow or the shoulder. Hopefully some kind of guard. He's okay. Trots down to first base to hit by pitch. And he's on for the third time tonight. That was a little scary.
And certainly have turned the corner with the home runs. But to me, what's most impressive is just the at-bat quality. 1 through 9. So many guys who at the beginning of this season had been, you don't want to say easy outs, but lots of struggles. Some of the young players talked about it at times during this game. But Jalen Palmer, Tanner Murphy, guys who weren't hitting a ton. Even Shervin Newton, who really struggled at the beginning of his stop here at High A. Those are three guys who are locked in right now and putting together good at-bats. Maybe it's not a hard-hit ball all the time. I mean, it's baseball. You're going to get out every once in a while. But just delivering quality at-bats and in big spots. JT Schwartz continuing after what was an outstanding month of June. And another big hit for the Cyclones offense.
Pitching coach Spencer Medic out and now back. Ahead of the at-bat to Warren Saunders. Brooklyn came into the inning up 3-2. It's now 6-2. Runner at first, two outs. Pitch to Warren. He takes a slider down low for ball one. Now you could tell Spencer Medic, the pitching coach, coming out of the dugout to talk to Mauricio. Shoulders slumped. Cyclones have taken the air out of the building in the ninth. 1-0, caught on and tap foul behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Maina single, Fryman single, and with one out, Newton ripped a double to score one run. JT Schwartz, a two-run homer. Gattis hit by a pitch. And here's Warren. Mauricio's 1-1. Hit on the ground of the shortstop, Sweeney to his left, picks it up, looks to first, wings it there in time, inning over. The Cyclones add three runs of insurance in the top of the ninth inning. JT Schwartz, the biggest dramatic blow. 6-2, Cyclones. 3 outs to go at the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog? Or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Cyclones 3 outs away, leading the Hudson Valley Renegades 6-2. Cyclones at the Dutch, putting together a really great performance tonight and asking Nathan Jones for just 3 more little outs to get the victory. Plenty to come on the postgame show. Nick is putting the finishing touches on it right now, ready to deliver it to you. Nate Jones got to do his job. It's Hardman, Wagaman, and Nelson. Tyler Hardman, the righty third baseman, stands in. Jones, from the stretch, fires away. And Hardman swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Cyclones pitching. Go back to yesterday. 1 run on 3 hits. Tonight, 2 runs on 6. Jones' next toss fades off the plate. Hardman takes, and it's a ball and a strike. Hardman, the guy tonight to deliver Hudson Valley. It's only 2 runs. Came his last time up. 2-run single in the sixth. Next pitch. Pops the glove at the knees on the outside corner. Fastball. And Jones makes it 1 ball and 2 strikes. For Jones, 1 over the minimum. Through his first 2 innings of relief. Crouches and bends in for the sign. Now stands tall, closes off. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball popped up and foul towards the bleachers down the first base side. Brooklyn went into that top of the ninth up 3-2. Feeling much, much better about their situation right now. Another try at it, 1-2. The fastball fouled back by Hardman. He's right on it. That was about belt high. Stays 1-2. Cyclones have held Hudson Valley to just 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Brooklyn's defense has turned 5 double plays. 1-2 again. Fouled back by Hardman. A chopper this time. Hardman, 1 out of 3. Under the night sky, Jones deals again. And the pitch rolled weakly towards third. Gattis charges, gloves, throws to first in time. Right on target for Nick Gattis. 1 out in the 9th.
And a good bounce back for Nick Gattis, who had some trouble with that play in the 8th inning. Gets another opportunity and is right on the money for the first out in the 9th.
Brooklyn ahead by 4 runs. Base is empty, 1 out. Here's Eric Wagaman, who is 0-for-2 with a walk. Tall righty batter. Jones uncorks, and Wagaman swings over the changeup. Strike one. Cyclones looking to even this series, 2 games apiece, heading into tomorrow and Sunday. But looking eagerly to get to 5-2 in the second half. 0-1, Wagaman swings through for strike 2. And when you take on a team in your division, you create that separation directly. You go to 5-2. Hudson Valley falls to 2-5. Can be a really good series if Brooklyn wants it to be. Next pitch. Fouled back weakly by Wagaman. Stays no balls and two strikes. O'Neill sets up away. The 0-2 is on the outside corner. Jones gets the edge, and it's strike three against Eric Wagaman, and Brooklyn is an out away from a win.
Really well placed, and we've talked a lot about the offense tonight and how good it's been, but the pitching staff deserves a tip of the cap as well for how they have dealt with a Hudson Valley lineup that is so good for a second night in a row.
Here's James Nelson. Jones' first pitch. Nelson hits a sharp ground ball to short. Newton has it. Throws across. Got him. Game over. What a win. Cyclones take it 6-2 at the Dutch and even the series at 2 games apiece and move to 5-2 in the second half. Garrison Bryant, Nate Jones, really everybody today contributed. Cyclones turn 5 double plays. A lot to like and a lot to break down. We'll do that when we get back from the Dutch. Coming up next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Back at the Dutch for the final totals as the Brooklyn Cyclones beat Hudson Valley 6-2 in the Hudson Valley. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd. I'll give you the totals. Nick will give you the full post game. Cyclones win. They go 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors, and 8 left on base. Hudson Valley, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, and they left 4. Garrison Bryant gets the victory. The loss to Beck Way, and Nathan Jones earns the save. Time of the game, 2 hours, 32 minutes on this very warm 90-degree night at the Dutch. Brooklyn goes to 5-2 in the second half. Hudson Valley falls to 2-5. And this is what you'd call, Nick, an emotional game. Fans may wake up, check the box score tomorrow. 6-2, a little bit easy. But it certainly was not. Brooklyn had to earn all 9 innings tonight.
No, created that separation in the ninth, but this game was certainly closer than 4 runs throughout the duration. But it's another quality win for the Cyclones, who have gotten off to a really good start in this second half. And we talked about it a little bit on the broadcast, but this is a team that has shown so much improvement from even the end of the first half to the beginning of the second half and the early going here. So many guys who have played so much better. Matt Rudick hit a big home run earlier on in this series. Shervin Newton continuing to swing a hot bat. JT Schwartz with a homer tonight. Nick Gattis gets on 3 times. The list goes on and on. Jalen Palmer on base again 3 times tonight. So a really impressive evening for this Cyclones lineup and this team that just continues to get better day in and day out. And that is really all that Luis Rivera can ask for. So the win tonight to improve to 35-38 on the full season and notch another win in this series against Hudson Valley to even it at 2 games apiece. Cyclones were able to get off to the lead in the second inning, scoring 2 on a 2-out, 2 RBI bloop single off the bat of Jose Mena. Nick Gattis And Jalen Palmer with base hits in that inning to set it up. But Mena coming through in a really big spot to put the Cyclones on the board. Brooklyn would tack on in the fourth inning. Nick Gattis leading off with the base hit. Cyclones helped by an error and an RBI ground out off the bat of Jalen Palmer to plate another run. Cyclones were shut down just a little bit with Beckway finding his command and settling down in the fifth and the sixth inning and giving Hudson Valley an opportunity down 3-0 to get back into the ball game. Cooper Bowman leading off the inning with a single. Anthony Sigler adding a base hit as well. And the Renegades getting on the board with just one swing. All their scoring coming from a two RBI single off the bat of Tyler Hardman. So the Cyclones, as the game went along, had some opportunities, weren't able to tack on to the lead with some runners on base, and were fearing heading into the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth inning, with a one-run lead. At this ballpark against this opponent, anything can happen, but the Cyclones were able to deliver some big-time insurance with three runs scored in the top of the ninth. Base hit by Jose Mena to start it. Base hit by Fryman. And Shervin Newton continuing his hot hitting with a two, with an RBI double. Fryman thrown out at home plate. And then JT Schwartz cleaning up with a two-run homer to really put this game out of reach and put Brooklyn in front by a score of 6-2. With the victory tonight, Cyclones improve to 23-0 when leading after eight innings. They made it really not much of a contest with that three-run top of the ninth inning. Not a ton of sweating for Nathan Jones, who goes the final three innings in relief and was really good when this was a one-run ball game. Cyclones were in some hot water. Jones able to work out of it with a strikeout and a big double play ball. And his final line, three innings, did not allow a hit, walked just one with three strikeouts as the Brooklyn Cyclones bullpen continues to get it done, in addition to some outstanding starting pitching that they got again tonight. Garrison Bryant, six innings, six hits, two earned, two walks, four strikeouts. It's a third straight start for Garrison Bryant with six or more innings and two or fewer runs allowed as he follows Nick Zwock, who was superb through six scoreless last night. So the Cyclones continuing just to get outstanding starting pitching. And then the bullpen, when they have the lead, able to shut it down. And that has been the winning formula for the Cyclones, who have evened up the series. Hudson Valley took the first two, and Brooklyn with wins in back-to-back ball games to even it at two games apiece heading in to Saturday and Sunday. So another good night for the Cyclones. Take a look around the South Atlantic League scoreboard. Winston-Salem and Aberdeen have gone final. The Dash 9-1 winners over the Orioles affiliate to improve to 38-35 on the full season. Aberdeen drops another game in the second half. So Brooklyn, barring the results around the rest of the league, should have the full share of first place in the South Atlantic League North Division at night's end. Jersey Shore, a 3-1 win over Wilmington. As Jersey Shore wins for a second time in their series in this week. Greensboro, 2-1 winners over Hickory. Asheville and Bowling Green suspended in the top of the second tonight due to rain. It will be completed tomorrow. Asheville on top 1-0 as the Hot Rods in Asheville will continue that game tomorrow afternoon. And Rome and Greenville also postponed tonight with some weather down south. Around the Mets affiliate scoreboard, Hartford through 8.5, an 8-3 lead over Binghamton. Jordan Yamamoto with three innings tonight for Binghamton. Not about the lone bright spot. They've just gone final. Yard Goats, 8-3 winners over Binghamton. St. Lucie, 9-3 victory over Jupiter to improve to 43-29 on the full season. And Lehigh Valley, 7-5 winners over Syracuse at NBT Bank Stadium. And in the big leagues, the Mets with a lead beginning their series with the Rangers, looking to put the three-game losing streak in the rearview mirror and improve on a 47-29 record on Bobby Bonilla Day. the Mets a 4-3 lead in the top of the ninth and are one out away from victory in that one. Their high A affiliate got a second straight victory tonight. The Brooklyn Cyclones, winners by a score of 6-2. Getting some great pitching from Garrison Bryan and Nathan Jones. And the timely hitting with two runs in the second off the bat of Jose Mena. And three tack-on runs in the ninth. RBI double by Shervin Newton and a two-run shot off the bat of JT Schwartz. As the hitting continues to improve and get it done, and the Cyclones, for a second straight night, stymie a really good Hudson Valley lineup and really limit what they have been able to do over the last couple of ball games. So Brooklyn will try and take a 3-2 edge in the series tomorrow. First pitch at 6:05. They will hand the ball to Luis Moreno. That should just about wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, the final score. Brooklyn edges out Hudson Valley by a score of 6-2. Join us again tomorrow. First pitch at 6:05. Cyclones pregame begins at 5:45. Right back here from Dutchess Stadium. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca, saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Cyclones win again. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.